When at last, on the eighth day, the mountain appeared ahead of them, floating on its glistening lake of mirage like some great arc of orange stone, Santan stopped and climbed up on the bonnet of the ford. And, as she stared at it, she relived 100 memories and found herself swayed by many conflicting emotions, borne up on the joy of homecoming and at the same time crushed down by the leaden burden of grief and doubt. Lothar roused her from her reverie. He had come back from the head of the column, without her even seeing him. "You have not told me exactly where you wish me to take you."
"To the laurel tree," she told him. "To the place where you found me."
The marks of the beast's claws were still slashed into the trunk of the mopani, and its bones were scattered in the grass beneath it, white as stars and shining in the sun. Lothar worked with his construction gang for 2 days to establish a permanent camp for her. He built a private stockade of mopani poles around the solitary tree and piled thorn branches against the exterior wall of the stockade to reinforce it and make it proof against predators. He dug a screened latrine pit connected to the stockade by a tunnel of poles and woven thorn branches. And then he set up Santan's tent in the centre of the stockade, shaded by the mopani, and built an open hearth for her campfire in front of it. At the entrance to her stockade, he constructed a heavy timber gate and a guarded house.
"Svartendrik will sleep here, always within call," he told Santan.
At the edge of the forest, 200 paces from her camp, he built another larger stockade for the servants and the labourers, and when it was all finished, he came to Santan again.
"I have done all that is necessary."
She nodded. "Yes, you have completed your side of the bargain," she agreed. "Come back in 3 months' time, and I will complete my side." He left within the hour in the second truck, taking only the black driver with him, and sufficient water and gasoline for the return journey to Vintok. As they watched the truck disappear into the mopani, Santan said to Svartendrik,
"I will wake you at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. I want 4 of the construction men to come with us. They must bring their blankets and cooking pots and rations for 10 days."